Very nice, Mindy. Okay. Jake, we're ready to hear your report.
Jake? Just a sec.
Now, Jake.
Okay, I'm finished.
Jake walks to the front of the class.
Spelling and grammar count?
It's an oral report, Jake.
Oh, so it's like an oral thermometer.
Right.
Good thing it's not a rectal report.
Just read it.
Okay. My Weekend by Jake Harper. Grade 5, Mrs. Flanagan's class, Woodward Avenue Elementary School, located on Woodward Avenue.
I'm not counting words.
Oh, good.
Jake skim reads and shuffles through bits of paper.
My weekend starts on Friday when my mom takes me to my dad's house, which is actually my Uncle Charlie's house, who is my dad's brother, making him my uncle. His name is Charlie, which is why I call him my Uncle Charlie.
The kids are stony-faced.
Anyway, even though my parents are divorced, they still get along pretty good.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Judith, how was your week?
Just fine. Bye, honey.
Bye, Mom.
Hey, thanks for bringing him by.
Oh, bite me, Alan. What the hell went on here last weekend?
What are you talking about?
When I brought him home Sunday night and served him dinner, he tipped me with a $25 chip from Caesar's Palace and told me I had a nice rack.
Alan shrugs.
Well, Judith. You do.
That's not the point. Where did he get the chip? Where is he learning this behavior?
Hey, Judith.
Charlie grins.
Looking good. Run away, run away.
Did you give my son a $25 chip?
No, I did not give him a $25 chip.
Happy?
He won it, fair and square.
You couldn't run away.
All right, I don't care what you do during the week, but on the weekends, you need to remember you are a role model for an 11-year-old boy.
Oh, that's a bad idea. Who thought of that?
Warning you, Alan, things had better change around here. There will be serious consequences. Legal consequences. Got it?
Got it.
Goodbye.
Judith leaves. Alan closes the door, his eyes boring into her.
There will be serious consequences. Legal consequences.
I don't care what you do during the week. But on the weekends, you're a role model.
I enjoy talking this way.
As do I.
Charlie, Alan, and Jake sing into a microphone.
Men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Law and Lee Aronson.
Friday night, I stayed up late. I watched all three Austin Power movies with my dad. We ate Chinese food and buffalo wings. Dad fell asleep during The Spy Who Shagged Me, which in my opinion is the strongest of the trilogy. By the way, shag means sex in England.
Just read.
That was a footnote. Okay. I woke up later that night with a stomach ache, but felt better after I sat down and went to the bathroom. If you know what I mean.
Jake.
What? It's not like I said, I took a dump.
Jake puts his little finger to the corner of his mouth. His teacher rolls her eyes.
Anyway, I tried to go back to sleep, but I couldn't. All because I was thirsty. So I went into the kitchen for what Uncle Charlie calls a virgin screwdriver. But really, it's just a glass of orange juice. It was late, so I decided to skip the glass.
At Charlie's, Jake wanders to the fridge, takes out a bottle of juice, and swigs from it.
Jake?
Charlie's on the couch.
Hang on. Oh, that one hurt a little.
What you doing?
Having a virgin screwdriver. Want some?
No, thanks. I'm good.
What are you doing?
Watching TV.
Why isn't it on?
Because I've seen this one already.
Charlie gets up.
Hey, you want to hear a funny joke?
Sure.
Why did the blonde stare at the carton of orange juice?
I don't know. Why? Because the carton said, concentrate.
In class, the kids stare blankly at Jake.
That's okay. I didn't get it either. Next morning, I was pretty hungry because I think you all know why.
Jake's teacher looks down and purses her lips.
So I had a bowl of cereal with my dad, and we made plans for the day.
Want to go to the museum?
No, I want to watch TV.
It's pretty windy out there. Want to fly a kite?
No, I want to watch TV.
Hiking?
Alan and Jake sit on the couch eating cereal. Alan notices something stuck at the back of the couch. As he pulls it out, he realizes it's a bra and stuffs it back in again quickly.
I'll get it.
TV.
Alan gets up to answer the door.
We decided to watch TV.
It's an elderly gentleman with white hair.
Hello.
Is your name Harper?
Yes.
Then this is for you.
He hits Alan in the stomach with a stick.
Why'd you do that?
Why did you sleep with my wife?
Alan frowns in confusion.
Charlie!
Busy!
I don't care. Open the door.
Charlie opens the door.
I've got company.
I know. And her husband's downstairs.
Really? You're married?
Yeah.
Alan shakes his head.
I'm not in.
You have to come downstairs and deal with him.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I disagree.
It's not up for debate. He knows you're up here.
Oh, man, I hate when this happens.
This happens a lot?
Not a lot, but enough to be a drag.
Charlie, are you coming back to bed?
Yes.
Yes? No, yes. There's an angry husband in your living room.
How angry? Is he packing?
What?
Does he have a weapon?
He has a stick.
That's not good. I could lose an eye.
Charlie!
Fine, I'll wrap it up here. Give me 20 minutes.
Oh, no. I have a better idea. Wrap it up now.
Charlie looks into his room.
10 minutes?
Now.
Alan storms off.
We got 5 minutes.
The weekend was going great, but then something really bad happened.
Hey.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Norman.
I'm Jake. Have you seen my Game Boy?
No, have you seen my wife?
No. Well, if you see it, let me know.
Ditto.
Jake walks out of the sitting room.
I couldn't believe it. I lost my Game Boy.
The teacher's eyes bulge wide.
Modern public loos, I don't think they needed any updating. Well, now they have this motion sensor lighting, which is fun at the beginning, but then when you're on the loo, the light goes off. You have to reactivate the light, so you start moving. Now, people have literally no idea how to access water from modern taps. You have lines of people doing Tai Chi trying to work it out.
Brand new Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow, next Monday at 10 on Comedy Central.
I couldn't find my Game Boy in the kitchen or the living room, so I checked my bedroom and even my bathroom, because, as you may recall, I'd spent a lot of time in there the night before.
Jake's teacher puts her head in her hand. At home, Alan walks down the stairs. Norman waits on the couch.
He'll be right down.
Thank you.
Alan stands next to the couch, nervously tapping his legs. Norman glances at him.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Decaf. I'm already pretty enraged.
Well, that's certainly understandable.
Norman nods miserably.
I have cookies, too.
I wouldn't say no to a cookie.
Come on in the kitchen. I always find a nice cookie can brighten up even the darkest day.
Well, this better be one hell of a cookie.
They go to the kitchen.
It's a nice house you got here.
Oh, thank you. Actually, it belongs to my... You live in the neighborhood?
Alan turns back anxiously and gets some mugs.
Bel Air.
Oh, that's nice too.
Gated community, but the wife gets out anyway.
Alan grins and hands Norman a mug.
She's through a leash, huh?
Norman glares at Alan.
Hey, let me get you that cookie.
You seem like a nice fella. I'm sorry I hit you with my stick.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry my brother is...
Alan puts cookies on the table.
That's okay. So, women, huh? Can't live with them?
Alan purses his lips. Norman chews on a cookie.
That's all I got.
You married?
Divorced.
She sleep around?
No, mostly just slept.
Alan stares ahead.
You're lucky. There's no pain greater than being betrayed by the woman you love. You know, these are really very tasty.
Aren't they?
Morning.
Oh, speaking of tasty cookies, Norman, this is Berta.
Hello.
What is this, a fix-up?
Norman furrows his brow.
No, nothing like that.
That's good, because I'd probably kill him.
Hefty Berta looks over at slim Norman.
Nothing personal, Cotton Top. I just kind of like it rough.
Norman looks down and pulls a face. Alan picks up the plate of cookies.
Have another cookie.
He puts them down again.
So is anybody going to tell me what's going on?
Well, it's a little complicated. Charlie...
Got it.
Berta nods brusquely.
Got it. How could you get it?
There's a Rolls Royce in the driveway, and I found these hanging on the mailbox. So I'm guessing that your brother's got some bimbo upstairs, and Norman here is her daddy or her sugar daddy. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm the husband.
Judges?
Alan looks at Norman, shrugging.
You gotta give it to her.
Yes. I mean, tough break. You got a gun?
No.
Want one?
Berta?
She shrugs at Alan.
I'm making small talk.
She walks away.
Okay. You want to talk this out like gentlemen, or you...
Norman stands up and faces Charlie.
Oh. You might have mentioned he fought at the Alamo.
Charlie puts down a baseball bat against the wall.
No offense.
None taken.
Ow. Norman hits Charlie with his stick.
Does that make us even?
You tell me.
Okay, one more.
He pokes him in the foot.
How about that? He poked you, you poked him.
Berta!
She stares at Alan.
What? How often do you see that kind of symmetry in life?
Jake heads upstairs. Out of the window, he sees a woman in a dress climbing down the side of the house. He opens the window.
Hey. Hello?
Were you just up in Uncle Charlie's room?
Yeah.
Did you see my Game Boy?
No. Did you see my husband?
The old guy?
Yeah.
He's in the kitchen.
Thanks.
She continues to climb down the wall.
That's weird. If I was a Game Boy, where would I be?
Downstairs.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea that she was married. Believe me, I have a firm rule when it comes to sleeping with married women.
Yeah, she's firm enough. He'll do her.
Berta grins. Charlie raises his eyebrows and purses his lips.
I'm sorry, but isn't there something around here you could be cleaning?
I'm guessing you could use a good scrubbing.
Berta points at Charlie, who scowls at her.
Wait a minute.
They all turn to Jake.
And suddenly I realized I might have left it in my mom's car. Hey, Mom, did I leave my Game Boy in your car? Well, can you go look? Can't you just dry off and put on a robe? There's another $25 chip in it for you.
Charlie and Norman sit at a table outside.
She wasn't wearing a ring, and there was no mention of a husband.
Is that supposed to cheer me up?
No. I just wanted you to know.
Now, I get it. You're a nice guy, and I married a skeevy tramp.
No. I mean, yeah, I am a nice guy, but I'm sure Annette is a lovely woman.
Her name is Natalie.
Really? You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Because I've been yelling Annette all night.
Her name is Natalie.
Well, then maybe this is all just a huge misunderstanding, and I've been upstairs doing someone else's wife.
5'6", long brown hair, butterfly tattoo on her left hip.
Left hip, huh?
Charlie puts down his mug. He closes his eyes and tilts his head to the right and points his fingers right, then left.
Well, hold on now. A lot of women have butterfly tattoos. But the one I slept with also had a little beauty mark in a certain intimate place.
I'm not here to claim a lost wallet.
Norman glowers at Charlie.
Okay, let's just assume it's her. Again, I am really sorry.
It's my own fault anyway. I should have realized back when I married her, a man my age couldn't satisfy a woman that young.
If it makes you feel any better, I couldn't ring her bell either. You don't know me, but there's certain things I don't kid about.
So it's not just me. Well, that's a relief.
Tell me about it. I was killing myself over there. So anyway, are we okay?
You mean aside from the fact that you just rolled off my wife? Oh, yeah, we're aces.
Charlie nods slowly.
Good, thank you.
Can I give you a little advice, kid?
Sure.
I was a player once, like you.
Do tell.
Does the name Tuesday Weld mean anything to you?
No.
Joey Heatherton.
No.
The immortal Miss Anne Francis?
Charlie shrugs.
TV's Honey West.
Sorry.
Well, look them up on your internet. They were all hot, and I nailed them.
Really? Well, kudos.
But nothing lasts forever. There's going to come a time when you'll want to settle down. And I only hope you don't make the same mistake I did. I picked a young hottie because I figured I'd die in the sack with a smile on my face.
That's my retirement plan.
But it doesn't work that way. What happens is you get your heart broken and you wind up having a coffee clutch with some putz who never heard of Honey West.
Charlie screws up his face.
Got it. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, well, I'll be getting home now. I got lawyers to call, locks to change. Maybe I'll stop off at the market, pick up some of those cookies.
Here, take the box.
Oh, thanks. Looks like I'm the big winner around here today.
He walks back into the house. Charlie's mum walks in through the front door.
Hello? Anybody home?
Hello?
Oh. Hello, who are you?
Norman.
Oh, hello, Norman. I'm Evelyn. Is that your magnificent Rolls Royce out in the drive?
Why, yes, it is.
Are you a friend of Charlie's?
No, but my wife is.
She looks down.
Did my son polish your trophy wife?
Norman nods.
Well, you seem like a very intelligent man. I assume you had an airtight prenup.
Bulletproof.
You know what, Norman? You look a lot like my fifth husband.
Really? How many times have you been married?
Four.
Evelyn sits next to Norman on the couch, leaning in.
Cookie?
In the classroom.
When Grandma came over, I thought things couldn't get any worse. But instead of making me visit with her, she gave my dad money to take me, Uncle Charlie, and Berta to the movies. We saw the Rob Schneider movie where he plays a stupid guy. I had popcorn, nachos, and two jumbo red Slurpees. And as you know, you don't buy Slurpees, you rent them.
Alan, Jake, Charlie, and Berta are at the front door.
Oh, hurry up, hurry up.
All your jets.
And if you can't, Colin, point the nozzle away from me.
Jake jumps and squirms.
Oh, God, Mom!
Okay, we can't go in there right now.
Why not?
Because I can't afford to send you to therapy for the rest of your life.
What's going on?
Alan whispers.
Oh, God!
What?
Charlie whispers.
Good for Norman. That's getting right back on the horse.
There's a horse in there?
No horse.
Well, I still have to pee.
So go water that bush over there.
So I did, and it just goes to show, it's always in the last place you look.
Very nice.
Then on Sunday, we all went out for breakfast with Grandma and Uncle Norman. I had chocolate chip pancakes with blueberry syrup and bacon. Dad had scrambled eggs, but with no yolks, just the whites. They looked like mashed potatoes. Then the kid next to us threw up his waffles. It was awesome.
At the dinner table.
So what's new in school?
Almost got an A on my paper.
What do you mean, almost?
Gotta see.
Okay, that's fine. That's an improvement.
Minus.
Still, here's your dollar.
You're paying him for a C minus?
That was our deal. A buck for every C, a car for every A.
A car?
Safest bet in the world. So what was the report about?
What we did last weekend?
Alan freezes. He looks at Charlie, who raises his eyebrows.
No kidding.
Yeah, and guess what else happened? Trevor Griffin saw a ginormous rat in the cafeteria.
Yeah. But about the paper, you wrote about everything that happened here last weekend?
Well, everything but the boring stuff.
Oh, this could be problematic.
No, it's called summarizing.
Jake nods happily.
Can I see it?
Sure, but it's at Mom's house. I gave her to read this weekend.
Alan fidgets with his food anxiously.
He's 11. There's no way it stands up in court.
Jake holds out his Game Boy to Alan.
Does this smell funny to you?
ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men.